Throughout the last half of the 20th century, Brazilian and American music have been inseparable. Today, Brazilian musicians combine hip-hop and rock with Brazilian rhythms. But singer José Passos harkens back to an earlier period. As NPR's Felix Contreras reports, it's the era of the bossa nova.
José Passos and bossa nova were born at just about the same time, which may explain why she's become such an enthusiastic advocate for a style that today is mostly used as background in hipster lounges. De tudo que meu coração precisa, fundamental é mesmo o violão. O som inesquecível da batida. E samba harmonizado por João. Bossa nova is characterized by soft, syncopated rhythms on a guitar accompanying vocals that are whispered more than sung. José Passos fell under its spell as a young piano student in the capital, Brasilia. The giant of bossa nova is Antonio Carlos Jobim, but José Passos was drawn to the music of another bossa nova innovator, guitarist and songwriter João Gilberto.
João Gilberto, para mim, é um mestre. Então, assim, eu aprendi com o que eu acho de especial em João Gilberto.
João Gilberto is my master. I admire the way, the delicate way of the way he sings. You don't have to yell. I do the same. It just comes out naturally, softly, the way it's supposed to be. Vou te contar. Os olhos já não podem ver. Coisas que só o coração. Pode entender, fundamental é mesmo o amor. É impossível ser feliz sozinho. O resto é mar.
The phrase bossa nova is often translated as new wave or new wrinkle. The term was coined to describe a new music that combined jazz from the U.S. with Brazilian melodies and rhythms. José Passos' father was also a musician and a fan of the big bands. And Passos says jazz continues to keep bossa nova new.
Para mim, eu faço tipo de bossa nova com uma conotação jazzista. Consegui.
I always add this jazz accent to it. I think that there's always a new way to make a bossa nova new. Always the challenge to have a fresh appeal to it. And this was the challenge I had, to do the classics of João Gilberto, but to have my influence in it. And I was able to do it the way I know how to.
In 1977, the singer's idol João Gilberto recorded an album called Amoroso. He not only sang in Brazilian Portuguese, but also in Italian, Spanish, and English. Awfully nice, it's paradise, how alone to be. Almost three decades later, José Passos continues her dedication to Gilberto and bossa nova with a tribute to that album. Hers is called Amorosa. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Passos resolutely declines to follow the latest trends. One way to success in Brazil today is to have your music performed on one of the hugely popular soap operas.
Eu tenho público muito bom aqui em todos os lugares onde me apresento no Brasil.
In Brazil, it's very, very important to a lot of groups to be part of the soap operas. And my musicians say, well, even though you're not in those big soap operas of TV Globo, you still are famous and you still have a good following. You don't need that.
Passos gained an even wider following after a tour with Yo-Yo Ma 2 years ago. And while she says she does listen to other kinds of music, she prefers the subtle beauty of the bossa nova.
Não é que eu bloqueio, mas eu tenho já uma característica musical do meu trabalho e já sigo aquela linha.
It's not that I don't want the influences. It's just that I think I found the road of what I like to sing, the style that I sing, and I believe that the road that I have with this type of music is what I like. I respect the other types of influences, all kinds of categories that the music has in Brazil, but my category is just this one, is the real one that has been destined for me.
So no hip-hop from Rosa Passos?
Então a gente não vai escutar hip-hop ou rap de
no, no, Rosa no. Passos. Help, no, no.
Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.